Hello, my name's Christiana and welcome to the Oceanside Community Church podcast. We're a church in Park Salon, Vancouver Island, with a vision to be fully devoted children of God, fully mature in Jesus Christ, and fully alive with the Holy Spirit. We welcome you to join us weekly on this journey. For more information about our church, visit our website at oceansidecommunitychurch.ca or download our mobile app. We pray that you'll be blessed and equipped by today's teaching.
Well, I'm going to read a passage for you guys from the Psalms. If you don't have a Bible with you and you want to follow along, we have some at a table in the back. If you want to quickly run, don't be embarrassed to do that. If you don't have a Bible and you want to take one of those home, it is a gift from us to you. We want you to have it. A few years ago when I came to visit Oceanside Community Church, just before even thinking about coming to serve here, I actually saw that these were large print Bibles. This is maybe 6 years ago now, and I asked Joseph, hey, can I have one of these? And he said, I guess, sure, because I wanted a large print Bible, and it's my daily driver now. So anyways, I'm going to read Psalm 33, verses 20 to 22 to prepare our hearts for this message of hope. If you're able to, please stand for the reading of God's word. Again, this is Psalm 33, verses 20 to 22. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you. Amen. May God bless the reading of his word. You can have a seat. Well, last week, Joseph, he did a really good job, I think, of ushering us in to the Advent season. Oh, I'm loud. And I'm very thankful for him. He also prepped us for this filled series where we're focusing on the four Advent words used in tradition to lead us into the celebration of Christmas. Those words are hope, peace, joy, and love. I may have got the order wrong. And in his Advent intro, Joseph, he used words like anticipation, preparation, and entering in. And these words, they reminded me of my grandpa watching baseball when I was a kid. Him and I, we were very close. His name was Peter, and my oldest son's middle name is Peter. We were very close, and I got to observe him watching the Toronto Blue Jays often as a kid. And I saw him anticipate these games. He knew the schedule, and he was always looking forward to a win from the Blue Jays. He prepared to watch baseball, making sure that all his errands were complete before the game and that he knew which channel to turn to. And finally, he entered into each game, removing all distractions, making sure the house was quiet, sinking into his usual chair, and allowing the Blue Jays to have his full attention. And then, for 2 to 3 hours, he would scream at the Toronto Blue Jays through that 20-inch screen. And because I have those memories, these words are really helpful to me as I settle into Advent. Anticipation. The expectation that something is going to happen. Preparation, getting things ready so that we can celebrate Christmas. And entering in, allowing ourselves to be captivated by the Christmas story and the hope, peace, joy, and love that is provided by the incarnate Christ. I don't know if I got the order right still. So this week, we're talking about hope. Oh, excellent. Thank you. So this week, we're talking about hope specifically. And hope, I find it pretty interesting because when you compare it to the other Advent words, peace, joy, love, peace, joy, love, those are things that you receive, right? So those are things that you kind of get from God, right? These are sort of the payoff or gifts from God, Whereas hope, it's more something that you hold on to before something, right? Hope is the anticipation or longing that something is going to happen, right? It's expecting something with confidence that it will happen. So what is it that we're to anticipate during this Advent season? Well, we're putting ourselves into the Christmas story in these 4 weeks, and alongside the characters of the Christmas story, we are anticipating the birth of Christ, the long-awaited Messiah. We're going back, and with them, right, we're reflecting on Old Testament prophecy of a Savior who would come to the world and make all things right. So we're sharing in their confident expectation of the Messiah coming. And the birth of Christ is that grand arrival of the Savior. And now, in our present day, because we have God's plan available to us, we have everything we need to know in this book of hope, because we can read of how the Son of God, because we can read about how the Son of God died a death he did not deserve because of his great love for us to pay the price of our sins once and for all, because we have this testament of his resurrection, because we know what we know, that Jesus ascended to heaven, and before leaving, he promised us that he would return, we now anticipate that return. And if you're new to faith, I would like to right now tell you more about people like my grandpa. I would like to talk to you about the loyal sports fan. You see, one reason people like my grandpa, and let's be honest, Canucks fans, one reason people like that, those kinds of people, they agonize over and endure season after season after unsuccessful, terrible season, right, is the hope of something great, right? It's the hope of a championship, a World Series, a Stanley Cup, right? They long to share in the success of their favorite sports franchise. And it's often after suffering through much bad baseball or whatever sport, right? There may be years of setbacks for the sports fan, but there are a couple of things that help them get through all of those terrible seasons, right? They have the confident expectation that one day it'll happen. And they have a community of people who believe in their team as well. And when that team can finally reach the mountaintop and claim that championship, for their allegiance and loyalty, they receive the joy of celebrating that team's victory. And in the same way, people who follow Jesus will suffer and need to endure this broken world we live in. But we have a hope. If you are new to or even curious about faith in Christ, if you should choose to confess your sins to him and ask him to be your Savior, you will have a hope of something great. And like the loyal sports fan, you will have, both in this building and around the world, a community of people who hold on to that same hope. Yes, thank you. These people are called the body of Christ, this community of believers who hold on to this hope with you. And they are called to love you. And they will encourage you and be encouraged by you. And when it happens, when Jesus returns, the way the loyal sports fan shares in the victory of their team, we will share in eternity with our Savior. When the sports fan gets their championship, they get to celebrate their team's victory for a week or two, you know, maybe a while longer. But the buzz of that victory eventually passes. It fades. And the loyal sports fan is left to long for, with no real certainty, another ultimate victory. They're left wanting more. But the Christian's prize of salvation lasts forever. the sports fan has received exactly what they have longed for and expected. But us Christians are given immeasurably more than all we could ask for or imagine. In the summer, I spoke about the Samaritan woman. This is a woman who Jesus encountered in Scripture while she was drawing water from a well. And this woman, she was concerned with temporarily satisfying her need for water. And Jesus offered her living water, his salvation and hope that would permanently quench her emotional and spiritual thirst. Sometimes we're longing for God to provide a certain solution, but he promises much greater things. Some of us, we deal with addiction. Some of us deal with financial stress or physical ailments or loneliness, family brokenness. We feel defeated by work. But thankfully, in Scripture, there are lots of examples of Jesus and his followers dealing with the practical, praying for and healing the physical. So Jesus does work in those things. But Jesus offers a salvation that's even greater and everlasting. Scripture says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life." Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 to 5, they describe what eternity with Christ will look like. I'm going to read it to you. Revelation 21, 3 to 5. "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.' He who is seated on the throne said, 'I am making everything new.' Then he said, 'Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. There will be no more tears, no sickness, no pain, no mourning.' That's what we long for. That's what we confidently expect. And at Christmas, we celebrate the birth of our living hope, Jesus Christ. And during these 4 weeks of Advent, we prepare our hearts for this celebration. At our home, our preparation helps us remember. When we decorate our tree, you know, as we pull certain ornaments out of our Christmas bin that we've kept in the shed all year, right? We remember when we got them. We remember who gave them to us. And we remember, you know, the cost of certain ones. But remembering these things, for somebody who doesn't typically like decorating trees, right, it awakens something in me that wants to keep decorating, that wants to do more things to celebrate and remember Jesus. And if you've been a Christian for some time, I challenge you, I invite you and challenge you, as you know, we pull out, you know, I think of Advent in a similar way, right? It's almost as if each week of Advent we're pulling out an ornament, and this week's ornament is hope, right? So I challenge you, if you've been in the faith for a long time or any amount of time, right, as we pull out this ornament of hope, I'd like to invite you to remember when you got it. Remember who gave it to you. And remember the cost Jesus paid to give it to you. And as you're chatting after church or talking to people throughout this week, right, chatting in the lobby later, ask somebody when they received hope and be encouraged. And if you haven't felt hope for some time, I pray that remembering would awaken something in you that's ready to keep going. It's kind of like one of my lyrics from Amazing Grace. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Thank you. We anticipate, we prepare, and we enter in. We're entering into the hope of Advent. We're going to worship through music together one more time. And if you don't feel God's hope right now, but you would like to, we want to pray with you. Whether you have ever accepted Jesus before or not, we are here for you right now. Paul and Karen are going to be here at the front ready to pray with you. Can you wave, Paul and Karen? Thank you. Or if you just need a space to enter in, right? If you're like an old man watching baseball, you want to push aside all distractions and just give God your full attention right now as you try and enter into Advent, you can come and I'm going to kneel here to pray, and you can come join me as we sing this song. Come to the one who says in Matthew 11, he says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Yeah, some of us need that hope. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. It's not hard to carry. So let's worship together. And if that's you, I just...
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Be sure to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube, or download our mobile app for more content. If you're in the area, we hope to see you soon. Until next time, may the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ richly bless you as you live by His Spirit.